Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
One of the biggest challenges I have as a financial coach is getting folks to recognize the need to have their name at the top of the creditor list. In other words, you get paid first, no matter what, every paycheck, every week, every month, every year. And related to that, it seems like folks don't look far enough down the road to see that you're going to need capital at every stage of your life. And I mean serious amounts of capital for any kind of issue you can name, whether it's cars or your kids' college or your kids' daycare or your kids' private school or classes you want to take or vacations or buying your next car or building your business. And at the other end of that, I like to think about the walkaway fund. So Dan Sullivan reminded us many, many years ago that you should have funds that you can call your autonomy funds, your walkaway fund. You need to have money, capital set aside so that you can walk away from any situation that you don't like for any reason whatsoever. Nobody has to give you permission. And of course, the most obvious walkaway situation is the fact that we're all going to graduate at some point, and everyone's going to have their own worst day. Now, somebody said something about people dying prematurely. And you know, the way I look at it, everybody dies prematurely, or nobody dies prematurely. And whenever you do retire or graduate, you're going to leave a giant hole in terms of your finances. That golden goose that's producing income is going to stop producing income. There is going to need to be a worst case fund. And you can put a number on it. And regardless of what number you put on it, it's a big number. I like to think of a first class fund. And there are occasions where I absolutely want to take my wife on a trip and fly business class. So regardless of what you look at with regard to first class funds, there might be something that you want to do. There might be a trip you want to take. There might be a football game you want to go to. There might be a mountain you want to go and camp out at. And you need to have resources set aside so that you won't feel guilty when you're stealing from the other sub-accounts that you have to make that great weekend happen. What about social capital? We're seeing catastrophes happen, natural disasters, medical events. Things happen to people all the time where we would like to contribute and be a part of the solution, at least be a part of the relief. So you need to have a social capital fund. All these things are leading to the necessity for you to be controlling your income, controlling your revenue, controlling your capital, controlling your future, and taking away the permission slip that you've given to every other creditor who has a claim on your money. I know this sounds like coaching, but I've done this coaching in the mirror for a long time, and so I feel comfortable saying it to you. You're my friends. I care about you, and I want you to have the best for your family. And I want you to be able to write those checks that you want to write. You won't be able to write them if you continue to write those checks to the outside creditors. You may want to have a constant learning fund. You may want to continue to take CE courses, get new credentials, get new licenses, get into a new career. You need to have money in reserve for that. There's too much opportunity that you want to take care of, take advantage of, without sending 90 or 100% of your income to somebody else. They will get along fine without your purchases. New technology. I can't tell you how many times I've had to get a new phone, get a new computer, get a new monitor, get a new write-on tablet or computer. Technology changes all the time, and it seems like we spend more money and more energy serving the computer and then the other way around. I thought the computer was supposed to serve us, but we're serving it. So we need to have reserves to replace those machines when they go bad. The constant cleanup fund. I don't know about you, but I create mess wherever I go. The more productive, the more creative I get, the more mess I create. And I need people and resources and time and money to help me clean up those messes. You need to have a total delegation fund. This is next level thinking. You need to delegate the things that you're no good at. You need to delegate the things that you may be good at, but that you hate doing. You need to have a team around you if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, so that you could practice in your unique ability. You don't want to have to do the things that are dreary to you, that are boring, that are just not in your wheelhouse, not in your area of giftedness. You want to have an appreciation fund. You want to be able to appreciate people and send them gifts of whatever variety you decide on occasion when it's time for them to be recognized and or receive an attaboy. People need to be loved, and sometimes writing a check or sending a gift does just that. There are going to be opportunities that pop up that you will want to take advantage of. You will want to invest in. You will want to make a loan to someone. You will want to give a hand up. You will want to help someone else get their business going. And so that sudden opportunity is going to cause you to have to dip into your reserves, into your capital. And that capital has to exist. It has to be under your control. It has to be accessible. It has to be liquid. It has to be available without having to disturb what money you have in market accounts. So these things that we build up and build upon are part of basic planning. We want to keep it simple. I want to help you protect what you have, protect your income. After all the protection devices are set in place, I want to help you become a world-class saver. We're going to continue to use that title, that description, and there are going to be some of you who are going to want to learn how to do that. And for one thing, doing things simplistically over a long period of time has given me some practice. So if you want to know about the dozens and dozens of mistakes that can be made, I've made them. So you can put those behind you because they've already been made by somebody else. You need to learn how to make new mistakes. Don't make the mistakes that other people have spent decades and centuries making. Go out and create new mess. Be creative in a new way. Make new mistakes, but don't make the old ones. Learn from somebody else's. So we want to help you create freedom. We want to help you create control. We want to help you access money that's part of your own banking system, where you control the banking function, that it resides within your hands, within the hands of your family, your posterity, your next generation, your company, your employees, your colleagues, your successors. So let us help you. Let us work with you and give you more ideas, and hope you continue following us. Thanks.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.